News from NOAA. NOAA announced that a national offshore aquaculture bill was sent to Capitol Hill for congressional action. The proposed legislation grants the Secretary of Commerce authority to issue permits for marine aquaculture operations in federal waters, which cover about 3.4 million square miles from 3 to 200 miles off the coasts of the United States. Currently, the United States does not have a regulatory structure in place to allow aquaculture operations in federal marine waters. While other countries have continued to develop aquaculture, the United States has fallen behind. The result is a swelling seafood trade deficit, as Americans increasingly rely on the supply of imported farm seafood products to meet the domestic market demand. Projections are that global seafood demand will more than triple by 2025. Since wild-caught fisheries will not be able to meet the future market demand, the increase in global seafood supply will most likely come from aquaculture, either imported or domestically produced. Retired Navy Vice Admiral Conrad Lautenbacher, the Undersecretary of Commerce for Oceans and Atmosphere and NOAA Administrator, told a Washington News conference the goal is to develop a sustainable aquaculture program that balances the needs of fishermen, coastal residents and visitors, seafood consumers, the environment, and the aquaculture industry.
Globally, aquaculture is here to stay. Right now, one-third of the global seafood production is provided through aquaculture, and that figure is projected to rise. Demand for seafood is on the rise in the United States and abroad, and recent federal health guidelines call for Americans to double their seafood consumption. And that's good because seafood is and will continue to be a safe and healthy food choice. But most people do not know that 70% of the seafood that Americans consume is imported, and at least 40% of that is farmed seafood. By importing 70% of our seafood, the U.S. is ringing up an annual seafood trade deficit of over $8 billion. And with wild capture fisheries stable or static, the increase in seafood supply will most likely come from aquaculture, either imported or domestic.
Aquaculture involves raising and harvesting aquatic species in a similar manner to agriculture. Today, the primary production of commercial aquaculture in the United States is in freshwater species, such as catfish. Most commercial marine aquaculture in the United States is currently shellfish, including oysters, clams, and mussels, although the potential exists for farming other marine species, such as finfish and aquatic plants. Offshore aquaculture is distinguished from other forms of marine aquaculture by the location in open ocean waters that are exposed to wind and waves, not sheltered in bays or coves closer to shore. William Hogarth, director of the NOAA Fisheries Service, at a Washington News conference discussed the benefits of the legislation and its prospects for passage in Congress.
Now, folks that know me know that I'm an optimist. They also know that I'm a realist, I think. My goal is the sustainable fisheries in the U.S. We need to operate our fisheries in the U.S. as a business. It is a $60 billion industry for this country. So I believe that we are making progress as we move forward towards the goal of sustainability in the U.S. I also know that realistically, our wild-captured fisheries will not be able to meet future market demand. Even if we recover all of our stocks, we cannot meet the demand that we have on fisheries in the U.S. The increase in seafood supply will most likely come from aquaculture, either imported or domestically. It's up to the U.S.
Research funded by NOAA over the past decade shows that offshore aquaculture can work well. Currently, aquaculture pilot projects using submerged cages for finfish and submerged long lines for mussels off New Hampshire, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico are showing good production and environmental results. The projects demonstrate that proper placement of sites can minimize environmental concerns. That's news from NOAA. I'm Greg Hernandez from NOAA headquarters in Washington. For the latest news, see the NOAA homepage at www.noaa.gov, where science gains value.